Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Once again, our radio listening audience to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Here in the Washington metropolitan area, we have a rainy day. A rainy day for the last 2 days, but all of that's good because we need rain in order to grow the grain. And so... we are thankful for this day, too. However, some of us, it might interfere with what's going about, but I think nowadays most people don't let the weather or anything bother them. When they really want to do something, they go ahead and do it. So we're glad to have you join us this morning for our radio broadcast show. I've been Imam Shahid Shabbat, and today, as usual, we will have another profound discussion of Black history is the beginning of world history. I know we haven't heard from that perspective, so we are really anxious to hear the powerful information and knowledge that Allah is blessing Imam Shabbat to bring to us. And this, again, today is definitely a very interesting title that we all want to hear about. Not only do we want to hear Imam Shahid Shabbat, we want to join him. Ask questions, join the discussion, give your comments, let us hear from you. And you do that by pushing the number one button on your phone. Push number one on the phone if you want to join us, and you will light up in the studio. We will see you as you light up in the studio, and then we will bring you on as we see you. Yeah, I see Imam Shabbat come on now. I was kind of looking for him and hoping with this, especially with this title, I knew I couldn't do anything to touch it today. And so I was praying that he would feel up to really coming on today. He has 8 moments too, and he's not doing that well, but Allah has blessed him. And once he comes on, you never know that he was feeling bad. He really does. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. So today's discussion will be Black history is the beginning of world history. There is a black stone in the city of Saudi Arabia called Mecca. This black stone is called the cornerstone, meaning that in this house called the Kaaba, a house of Allah, this black stone is the foundation of this house. I'm a little hoarse today. My apologies. Black represents the true nature of all created things. All created things were created out of darkness into light. For instance, we plant seeds in the ground in the darkness of the earth. We don't see the seeds growing the food we eat, but this seed comes out of darkness. The best food is grown from the blackest clay or mud on the earth. Even in science, all the colors originate out of black. Black is the foundation from which all colors evolve. So black is the spiritual nature from which the creator of the heaven and the earth brought all living things. I didn't realize how hoarse I was, so I do apologize for my hoarseness today. Black doesn't represent the skin color. Black represents the spiritual nature of all created things. We see from darkness into light. This is true of black history. Black history is not about a race of people. Black history is about the beginning of the world, the beginning of all creation. We don't see your thoughts in our minds, but they come out of darkness into light. To understand this truth, you must believe in the unseen. The creator of the heavens and the earth says in his last revelation, a book called the Holy Quran, that he created the human being from a seed in the womb of a woman in three veils of darkness. So darkness is the beginning of all human life development. Did you know that when so-called white people die, they put them in the ground very quickly because their bodies begin to turn very black? These are facts that most African Americans don't try to find out about, because then they would know the truth and the reality of life. Then they would understand that the creator's power comes from the darkness and manifests itself into the light. Wow, so you can see where you're listening audience, that we do have a heavy discussion here today, very powerful discussion coming, ma'am, Shaheed Shabazz. I know you're very anxious to hear from him, and with my brother is today, I will immediately bring him on. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am Shabazz.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Fine today, but a little hoarse. I didn't realize I was as hoarse as I am.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me on. We have a guest. You know the sister I'm talking about. I don't know if you could bring a call and get her while I'm speaking and see if she want to come on, because I'm definitely not getting up and ready your program and get cut off, you know, to bring anyone on, because I let all the people know exactly what time the program come on. So with that said, we will open by saying we give thanks to Allah. We give praises, all praises to Allah, not only our creator, but our evolver and the one that sustains us and protects us from all harm and all evil. We want to thank him for giving us another opportunity in this evil world to, you know, acknowledge him as being our only hope to make it through what he called this world a fire of temptation. And in order to get through this fire without getting burnt up, you have to have the cool water of his cool truth to pour on that fire and keep that fire out. And the fire I talk about a little later, it represents our desires. All right. So with that said, the co-host did a beautiful job in opening up, you know, and even though she may be a little hoarse, I'm a little hoarse myself, but nevertheless, we're going to do our best, and we ask Allah, our creator, your God, and my God is the same God. We ask our God, our creator, Allah, the one God, to bless us to not speak from ourselves today at any time, but to take this vessel and use it like he used the sun, the moon, the stars. They all just do what he say do. They don't have a free will to go against his will. So we ask God, Allah, to remove our will from us so that our will may become his will, like Prophet Muhammad. All of us have a free will. Even Prophet Muhammad had a free will. But he submitted his will wholeheartedly to Allah, prayers and peace be upon him. And his free will, our free will is called a jinn, you know. A jinn, you know what jinn means? Evil spirit. So all of us as human beings have a part of us that's evil. It's called a jinn. But Almighty our God, Allah say in his final revelations in the Quran that he created the jinn and human beings and angels only to serve and worship him. So you do have some jinn human beings and some jinns that you cannot see that do worship Allah. All of them don't disobey Allah, but we want to be of those who obey Allah with our soul and our jinn also. And our jinn, as I say, I go into that a little more as I talk. Our jinn represents our law, our carnal desires that come from our flesh. Our flesh, yes. So what I'm saying here this month, Black History Month, we want to talk about Black history because it's very important, because Black people of America, we're in the worst shape of all people in the world as far as unity. We have no love for each other. When I was coming up, I'm 61. You can add it up for yourself. I was born in 56. And I can remember from 56 to 60, I was just 4 years old. I can remember segregation and how Black people in my city, it was called Black Wall Street. We stuck together. We had unity. All the corporate America that they got that we are so hooked on to like a drug, we were self-sufficient. We didn't need them because the white people didn't want us with them. No way. It was segregation. So we didn't get like we are. We accepted that this is the reality we got to deal with, segregation. So in order to survive, we realized, hey, we got to take care of each other. We got to unify. We can't think as individuals. We got to think as a unit, one unit. And that's what we did. And we still had a lot of Islam in us. And Islam means unity. Islam means peace. Islam means life. And that mean Islam means all of that, because Islam, the root of Islam is al-Islam, meaning the peace of Allah. You cannot have the peace of your Creator, Allah, excuse me, until you submit your will to His will. And then He replaces your will with His divine will, which is all peace, all good, all knowing, all wise, all good you can think of. That sums it all up right there. It ain't no bad come from Allah. All good comes from Allah, the Creator, our Creator, and all bad comes from our own selves. I got another, my cousin in Richmond calling, our sister Isla, and the sister from D.C. I don't know why they're calling. Maybe they can't get on. I don't know. They know what time the program come on, you know. But I can't get off to bring them on.
They don't necessarily have to come on at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
They can come on any time during the show. But right now, they are not showing up in the studio. So
okay, well, you know, they're calling my phone.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so they shouldn't be calling your phone, brother, because actually the show should not be interrupted. And whoever's supposed to come on should like, be coming on from the number that we give them to come on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I mean, just because we're on the radio, we're still down to earth like El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. I'm down to earth, so this, I'm trying to be me, you know, who Allah created me. And, you know, as a teacher and a speaker to people on the radio or in a live audience, you know, you want everything in order. So, you know, people, if they use their intelligence, they should know that when a speaker is speaking, you don't stop him in his speech and say, could you, especially on the radio program, and try to get him at that particular time, you know he's speaking. But anyway, we'll move on. That's not important. This is something I want to share with you, Black African American. I had a little title here I want to share with you first. It says, free yourself, Black America, from yourself. You might be wondering, well, what is he talking about? Free yourself from yourself. I hinted on it a little while ago, but it says here, every race except the African Americans keep a connection with their roots. Because in order to know where you are going, you must know where you come from. This is a historical fact. Also, unity starts at your roots. So when you are cut off from your roots, you are also cut off from your unity. Most black most black Americans refuse to even give a sincere and serious study of their history. Before we were brought to white America and made slaves, no people can survive without unity. Unity means to unite, become one, one mind, to think as one people, to help and support each other for their race to survive. Everything created by the one creator, Allah, was created in his unity. His unity will protect us from self-evil and the evil of this evil world. Divided, we can and will be destroyed by evil, as we see. But we must know that all evil comes from our own lower carnal desires, people, and African Americans. So we African American, black Americans, will not stop destroying each other until we come back to the unity of the one true God, Allah, the eternal unseen creator. Allah's way is a straight way. In the Quran, is a straight way. It's not a crooked way. You can't be lying on one hand and telling the truth on the other hand. You can't be righteous in the light and getting right down fucking evil and nasty in the dark. And that don't mean night and day. That means that in your mind and in your heart and soul, you can't be harboring nasty and evil thoughts and impure ways. Because Allah knows your heart. He knows the heart. He knows what's inside of you. He knows what's in your mind. He knows what's in your heart. So he won't accept any evil. He won't. He said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. And he also says, see no evil, do no evil, and speak no evil. And that right there will keep you inside his protecting unity. His straight way, on his straight path that leads straight through this hell back into his heaven in the hereafter. Yeah, again, I say to you, black America, we must turn back to the ways of our Creator before we were brought to America over 500 years ago, and those ways was Islam, Islamic ways mean godly ways. Black America, you have been miseducated. This means you don't know who you are, and it shows, or where you come from, or where you are going. Here in America, every race support their own race, and black Americans get angry with them and talk about them. Black America, stop getting angry and start getting even. Stop thinking as individuals, black America, and start thinking as one mind. This is how you free your behind. Stop waiting on the people who enslaved you to free you. It's not going to happen. Stop wanting to please and get their love, and start trying to please Allah, your creator, and get his love. Only the one creator, Allah, can free you from slave thinking and bring you back to his unity and freedom. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Beautiful, beautiful. Again, our radio listening audience, you're listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, he'll start off with a strong discussion today and a beautiful discussion. Black history is the beginning of world history. And when we think about that and really listen to what's being said, we really see that we were all created from what? From dust, from nothing. Out of darkness we came into the light, the darkness of the womb. And we also There was darkness on earth before our Creator brought the light to the earth. But everything comes from darkness. But you also see darkness in another way, too. We're in the dark, we don't know anything. We don't have knowledge and information. So we're coming into the knowledge and understanding of our Creator and His, we have life, who we are, and how to live on this earth, on this planet earth. He's bringing with us information. He just doesn't put us here and allow us to, grapple in the dark, trying to find the way, trying to find out what to do. He is most merciful. He's put us here on this earth, and amazingly, He has made us all different so that we might get to know one another and glorify His creation, glorify and praise Him even more because of the amazing difference that we are all human beings walking around, yet you can have one person from one country and another person from another country come together, and they can't even communicate. Why? Because they're speaking a different language. Our Creator gives us even different languages. And one person might come here wanting to eat his food, but then we don't have the food that they eat, so they're disappointed and they don't know whether to eat that food or not. Why? Because our Creator has given us different foods in different areas on the planet Earth that we live in. It's amazing. We should glorify Him every second when we look and see and think about how He has created us so that we might get to know Him, know each other, and so that we might appreciate each other and appreciate Him for His creation, creating us. And this is how we learn even more about His creation, about the life we have to live, and feel more connected because we know that we're all from Him and we're all returning to Him because of where we live, how we look, how we talk, how we eat, how we walk. People, we have to understand there is no color. We're sitting here wasting all our time being distracted with one person hating another because of a color. One person wants to kill another off the earth because of a color. We're not killing a color. That is not what life is all about. And you're not going to be blessed to take this life and creation that Allah put on you. He tests you. But you cannot take those, especially those with faith who really believe. So therefore, we need to learn to live together as human beings. But as we've also said, everybody on earth that looks like a human being and walks on two feet is not human. So therefore, we're dealing with what we jinn minds. What are the difference? They have no souls of feeling or respect for life. The jinns don't. But you don't know who they are. You know that if you understand that their conduct is different from yours, it's an evil, mean, wicked way of living, of treating people, of thinking and saying things. And as you see people go about and see them and see them into this type of mentality, then you say that they couldn't be human. Look at the conduct. Look at the actions. See how they love destroying life instead of having life to grow and be beautiful and multiply. So people, we have Imam Shaheed Shabazz here today. He has some guests on that he's really, really anxious to bring on. And so we would love for him to bring these guests on. But the thing is that I don't know whether I can bring him back on if he leaves out or not. I'm using my cell phone. It's not as easy to operate and manipulate as it is when I'm on the computer. His guests are supposed to listen attentively and know what number to call to come on to the show. And as we have, his beautiful supporter, his cousin from Richmond, I see he's on here, but he loves to just listen. And that's what you're welcome to do, just listen to the show. But now I won't hold you up any longer. I will give you back. I will turn the show back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you. You're doing a very, very good job yourself, co-host, in explaining to the people the nature in which we were created as human beings. We have what we call, not what we call, but we have what God, Allah, say is a love little freedom of will. Now, you know, freedom of will, for those of you who don't know, a lot of people don't know, freedom of will means freedom of ways, meaning you're free to do right, you're free to do wrong. You have a choice. Allah said he tests us with evil and with good, both by way of trial, just to test our faith. But Allah said those believe in him, who believe in the unseen, and they fear him. Now, I want to break this down because even most Muslim leaders don't teach this like they should. The fear of Almighty God, Allah, is not an ordinary fear like you fear a bully, like I used to fear bullies, or you fear getting hit by a car, or somebody shooting you with a gun. No. That's not the type of fear we're talking about. The fear of Allah is the fear that a little bitty baby has when it's born in the world. If that baby mother is away from that baby too long, that baby do what? Start crying. Why do that baby start crying? Because that baby knows that that baby can't do anything for itself. It can't even move. It can't wipe itself. The baby can't even talk. So if we want to be saved from our evil carnal desires in this evil world, we must understand that Almighty God Allah say we destroy ourselves as people, and we are destroying ourselves because we look at ourselves as self-sufficient, meaning thinking because I got a little freedom of will, I ain't got to obey God. I ain't got to do good. I can fornicate. I can commit adultery, lie, steal, cheat, and still go to the church, my mosque, or the synagogue, or a Buddhist temple, whatever religion you got, or whatever way you believe in God, and you call whoever you want to call God, he know who he is. He don't need you to identify him. He sure got your identity, and he going to call you to account for your identity and what you did with your identity on this planet real soon. It ain't far as you might think. But with this free will we got, we've been given a limited amount of freedom of will only because our father, Adam and Eve, listen carefully. When they were in the Garden of Eden, this is the beginning of the history of mankind. Almighty God, Allah, used to come to them every day, and he used to talk to them like I'm talking to y'all. And he used to give them guidance. And that, can you imagine that? That was so beautiful. They didn't have to go through all this hell and this evil and suffering and afflictions we're going through down here. They was in a total bliss, paradise. All they had to do was just obey Almighty God, Allah. And which they did until a certain time. Almighty God, Allah, gave them instructions. He said, in this garden I'm putting you in, he said, you can eat fruit from all the trees. He said, but when you come to the tree that bear the fruit of good and evil, don't eat from that tree. He said, for the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Now, understand, we're talking physical, metaphysical. We're talking physical language, a material language, but it has spiritual meaning. Trees, actually, for us, but before I get into that, so when Adam and Eve was deceived by the Satan, the chief jinn, and they ate of the forbidden tree, they began to die spiritually. And in their spiritual death, they cried out and asked Almighty God, Allah, to forgive them. They said, we didn't mean to do it, Allah. We were just ignorant. And so Allah said, I forgive you. He said, but because you did that, now instead of me coming to you, giving you guidance, I'm going to put you and I'm going to put your enemy Satan down on my earth. And then I'm going to let you be tested with his evil. And instead of me automatically coming to you, you got to call on me. And if you don't call on me, then Satan will take you straight on into hell with him. He said he's going to take all of you, and I'm going to let him take all of you if you don't call on me. And he said, I'm not going to force you to call on me either. If you don't come to me and realize you need me, I created you, and I'm the one that sustains you and takes care of you, I'm not going to force my way on you. I don't need nothing from none of my creation, but y'all need me, so you're going to have to call on me down here. And that's the problem we got right now on earth, not just with black people, African-American, but with people. They don't want to call on Almighty God sincerely, even though they talk about God, Allah. How do you know a person is sincere in their belief? If I say I'm a thief, you expect for me to do what? Steal. If I say I'm a person that believes in God, you expect for me to what? Do good. And you don't expect, and since God is good all the time, you expect for me to at least be trying to do what? Do good all the time. Even though Almighty God Allah say he didn't make us perfect. And he say he did that intentionally. And he put us down here to be tried by evil and good intentionally. He said if he wanted to create a wall of perfect human beings, he could have easily did that. But he, guess what? He said if he would have created a world of perfect human beings, he would have destroyed them immediately and created immediately, instantly, a world of imperfect human. If we was perfect, we wouldn't have no need to call on God to help us through all this evil and all these trials and tribulations down here we got that's destroying us as a human race. Not just as black people, but as a human race. So, people, we don't have indefinite time down here on this earth. We got a limited period of time. And I'm going to get ready to cut it, but I wanted to say this right here to you from the Holy Quran. This is the book of Almighty God, Allah. And what this book does is confirm or tell you the truth that all the other scriptures that were sent by Moses, Jesus, Abraham, all the other scriptures had been tampered with by man and had been turned away, twisted, lied. And they killed the Jews and the Gentiles, the Canaanites, those people. They killed a lot of the prophets and messengers of Allah, and they turned the books into the scriptures into falsehood. So Allah sent his last prophet, Muhammad, with a book called the Quran and the Book of Light. And he protected the Quran by revealing it in the Arabic language in which he himself protects. Now, how did he protect the Quran? Anybody can read the Quran and quote the Quran, but guess what? The Quran is the book of life. It's the only book that can give any human being's life. So Almighty God Allah protected the Quran by this. This is how he protected it. If you are not sincere, Allah say he will not bless you to understand one word in his book, Quran. And it was sure because your life won't change. You'll still be saying, I'm Muslim, and you'll be living an evil life, and people will see it. You'll still be nasty, mean, and hateful. Why, you got most Muslims evil to each other, killing each other. So-called Muslims, they're not true believers in Almighty God Allah. So I wanted to say that to say before you can change the slave mentality in African-American people, before you can change the slavery that's in most people where most people think that this world right here is real, and it's going to last forever. They're trying to, they self-deceive. They deceive them, allow themselves to be deceived by the Satan to believe, ah, oh, this world right here, man, look at that skyscraper. Oh, it's 150 feet. And they act like their predecessors because during the time of Moses, there was a prophet Musa, Moses, there was a man called Pharaoh. He was the ruler in Egypt. And he was so crazy like Donald Trump. He and the American government in particular, he told his followers, I want y'all to build me a ladder up into the sky so I can go up there and meet the God of Moses and the children of Israel, the real God. He was so crazy. That's how crazy people are now. You even got people calling each other gods now. More and more you hear people calling each other gods. If you're a god, you can create something from nothing. Tell me one human being on the planet that can create something from nothing. They got to take from what already has been created by the Creator, Allah, the real Creator, and work with that. They can't create life from nothing and bring life into existence like the Creator. So we're going to read from the Quran here because I know time go by fast, especially when you're speaking good and doing good. It says here, Allah say in his spiritual book and final revelations in the Quran, he sent down his message of truth to save humanity in the night of power. See, we're talking about night and black. So night of power represents the power of God, Allah, coming down not so much in the night, the physical night, but it means come down through the ignorance of the minds and the hearts of people were in spiritual darkness during the life of Prophet Muhammad, and Allah sent down his spiritual light to turn on the light of truth in the minds of people because they were uncivilized all over the world, eating people flesh like they're doing now, killing their children and everything. It's unthinkable horrors they were doing then. They're doing even more now. So he sent down his book, the Quran, as a light. One of the titles of the Quran is Al-Nur, the light. So he said he sent down his light to his prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibreel, peace be upon them both, in the night of power. This means that Allah's power came to humankind, mankind, in the night. And his power in that night gave spiritual insight and enlightenment to the human soul and the human mind. This means that true sight for human beings comes out of darkness. And then Allah brings his spiritual light into the human mind. And they begin to see reality. And by this process, Allah gives human beings the light of understanding so that human beings would know right from wrong. And we stop right there and say, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Beautiful, beautiful teaching today on Black history is the beginning of world history. And the more he talks, the more we can see this. There's really no such as Black history. Because from darkness comes everything. And we want our people to understand that what is missing is not anything that has to do with any physical life, but what we should be seeking is our spiritual life. We have been cut off from our true worship of our true creator, our true religion, our true way of life, our spiritual life. That's what we should be seeking, and that will bring us back to be able to be in the position that we were before as rulers on the earth, as our ancestors were. We can have like others have, and do like others are doing in heaven to make progress for themselves and a better life for themselves on earth. But it's not going to come because of any color problem. It's going to come because of a spiritual problem, a lack of knowledge of knowing who we are and whose we are. We want to thank you, Mr. Shahid Shabazz, and let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I, too, was hoping to have some guests on, and I've been having guests speak me and let me know that they received my message. But what I felt to put in my message that I put on Facebook today was the phone number for them to call. So, therefore, I can't contact them and give them the phone number either. And I think some of them probably did want to come on. But inshallah, there'll be other times, and maybe next Sunday. What's meant to be, as they said, won't pass Shabbat. So we are thankful that we can be blessed here with you today to bring you this knowledge and information that Allah has provided to us, permitted us to know, and to pass on to you. I was on Facebook the other day. You can say I live on Facebook. Why? Because on Facebook you can get all the knowledge information of anything you want. You can get your news. You can get your history, your science. You can get your gossip. You can get anything you want from on Facebook. You can get the latest. Or you can get go back in time and get all the information you want to know in history. They put it right there for you. Somebody's constantly sending you some kind of information. And there's some that's not worth reading or listening to. There's others that's very important and necessary to know. So what I do is what I pass on that I feel is necessary and good information and share it. And that I'm not interested in, that I feel is maybe gossip, somebody's personal conversation, I let that go. But yes, you choose on Facebook what you want to hear, what you want to see in the conversation that you would like to have. So a lot of people talk about Facebook, but you have to get to know how to use whatever you're blessed with in order to get the good from it, to get that is no good. And it's just by sifting out. This is life, period. We got to separate the good from the evil in life. And the same that we do on these programs. There is plenty of good if you know how to get the good. So this is how I get a lot of my information. And I'm saying that to say this, that I was looking at Facebook the other day, and this is very interesting. They had this African-American, I guess they were scientists. They were African-American young woman and a young man. And they were showing how today they have invented a way of you being able to change your whole character. It's called some type of rubber human being, which is ridiculous. You take this rubber, and you can actually do it yourself and transform yourself into the type of human being you want to do, you want to be. This is actuality, which is crazy. And you can transform your voice. You can change it. Your whole, whoever you want, you can become that type of person, of that human being. Man, you know this is ridiculous. It's so intense. That has gone too far. You know that this can happen to a certain extent because they had a white lady on Facebook who's transforming herself into a black lady. She didn't want to be white. And they showed her complete translation. And you would never know that she was a white woman because her features. She had no thin features in it. All the features of an African American. And first she had herself transformed. Even her hair, protection, everything. And of course she chose herself to be very dark. She looked more like she was in Africa somewhere. But she was born a white woman. And this is amazing. Let's see what Allah has allowed man to do, what Allah has allowed jinns to do. That's what it is. And they're still trying to be God, play God. And then I have another friend who has a son who, of course, wanted to become gay, and then he wanted to make a complete transition. And you would never know that was just a person's son today. He's completely changed into a female, sounding, talking, acting, looking, and doing like a female. And this is so unfortunate that man can be so displeased with the way that Allah has created him in creation. He wants to go and try to mess himself up and transform himself into another human being or character. But this is how ridiculous man has gotten it. One while you would see Caucasian, we used to say, oh, African American, we would never do that. We'd never do anything like that. Yes, we've allowed ourselves to be taken into the way of life of our enemies and what's called worship our enemies, our God, our slave masters. Don't want to let them go, want to become a part of it, and we've allowed this, letting it show now in our action, in our ways. We act more like they do than they act like themselves, trying to please them instead of pleasing our Creator. But this is the kind of world we're living in today. It's a very, very sad time that we're in. But this all has been ordained, predicted, and with the permission of our Creator for a reason, for a purpose. And I won't hold you any longer. I will now give the show back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Once again, letting you know that you are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. The reality of the Creator. If there is anyone in the audience that has called in, but their name, the number is not showing, and they want to say something, they want to participate, push the number one button. If you push the number one button, your phone number should, on your phone, push number one on your phone. It should show up in our studio, and we will have you to come on and join us, join this discussion. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Assalamu alaikum to the listening audience again, and thank you for coming on today. Yes, one suggestion a sister has suggested to me, which me myself personally, people in this world, that's another big problem with this, with Muslims, Christians, Jews, and people in the world in general. What am I talking about? What's the problem? They think they are doing things, and they think they got secrets that they don't share with other people, and they fear for people to find out about their secret lives, yet they say they live in a godly life. But they want to be so private. They don't want you to know their number. They don't want you to know their names. Who do you think they're hiding from? People ain't judging you. You're being judged by a creator who sees you at all times and knows what you're doing at all times. He knows what's in your heart at all times. He knows what you're feeling. You can tell me anything. We used to have a saying when I was coming up, tell me anything, I believe it. And you know who they represent? I've been blessed in 61 years to know who they represent now, the African-American people. You tell them anything, they'll believe it. But only one thing they won't believe if you tell them the truth. I mean, you know, it ain't funny, but, you know, it give me a little humor because that's so foolish. I mean, if you don't think, then you will stay ignorant. My mother and them used to say, even if you're a fool, if you don't know, open your mouth, nobody never know you're a fool. So you can't fool nobody. I mean, you may be thinking that you're hiding stuff. And me and a friend of mine from New Jersey, a spiritual lady, was talking about these people in religion in particular. They think they hide and they're evil. You know, they they want to always be seen. They want to always be heard. But Almighty God Allah say, on the day of judgment, Muslims, I'm talking to you all first, to say you're Muslim. He said there are going to be Muslims first who come to him to be judged. And he said they're going to be Muslims who done made their prayers on time. They kept up their salat. They fast during Ramadan all the time they could. They made hajj. They fulfilled all their obligations to him as far as the rituals is concerned of Islam. But he said never, and he said they're going to be done good deeds as great as the mountains. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of good deeds right there. He said, nevertheless, they're going to be ordered to be thrown into the fire of hell. Now, I would even wonder, why is that? They did all what they were supposed to do physically. It ain't about the physical. Allah said they're going to be thrown in the hell because he's going to tell them, you didn't do none of what you did for me. You didn't recite the Quran and teach people for me. You did it that people may speak good of you and say you was a good hafiz, a reciter. You gave all that wealth so that people would talk about you and say, oh, I love so-and-so. They just give. So you wanted self-glory. And Almighty God Allah said, all glory belongs to him. He said, all pride belongs to him. He said, pride is his robe. Yeah, and something to the effect, greatness is his cloak and pride is his robe. And whoever compete with him in greatness, pride, or glory, he will cast them into the hell fire. People, beware. Almighty God Allah say, out of all the countless human beings he's created in this world, he said, on the day of Yom Kiyamah, resurrection and judgment day, he say, when he judge, after he get through judging, when he start judging all them countless people, he say, only one person out of every 1,000 persons going to heaven, and the 999 of all people on the earth now and then and from the beginning of time until the end of time, they go into hell. That's why when I was growing up, I used to love to hear my mother and them sing that song, When the Saints Go Marching In. I want to be in that number because it ain't going to be many. Now, do you want to be in that number? I'm asking all of you. Do you want to be in that number? And if you think that you ain't going to be resurrected from the dead, you think this life is real, then why is these people dying there? Why is these things deteriorating? Why is this earth falling apart? Because nothing here is permanent. It's temporary. It's only here to test our faith to see if we're going to believe in the temporary or the permanent, the seen or the unseen. the temporary or the eternal. So what you going to believe in? And you can't believe in both. You can't believe in the eternal and the temporal at the same time. You can't have one foot in the dunya, the dead world, material world, and one foot over here in the world of Almighty Allah. No, you got to plant both. Allah said when you try to do that, you're equal to an unbeliever, hypocrites. I'm talking about you Muslim hypocrites, you Christian hypocrites, you Jew hypocrites, three major religions and all the other religions hypocrites. Huh? And that's what we got today, a world full of hypocrites. It ain't the government's job to make the world right. You know whose job it is to make the world right and study history and it'll bear witness to what I'm saying. It's the spiritual people's job in so religion to change the course of world history. It ain't never been no government, no rulers. They was the ones oppressing the people. It was the little humble, lowly men like me, spiritual men God, Allah sent to the people walking in the street who lived among the people, didn't live high above the people out, secluded in a rich places, didn't want them to have no contact with the people until they wanted to take something from them. No, they were humble men. And they didn't live lives of lavishness and extravagance. Huh? They lived lives of poverty. And what I mean by poverty, before I'm special for you Muslim, you can come on and try to debate with me. I want you to. They live lives of poverty. I'm going to tell you why. Allah said this right here. Allah said if you want to become rich, disown this world and everything in it. And he said if you want to become poor, strive to get all of the things in this world you can. All of it. Gain the whole world and lose your soul. And he said you'll be poor. And he said, if you lose everything in this world and gain your immortal soul, you become the richest people on the planet Earth and in the hereafter. You see, I'm a rich man. So rich and poor is not defined by materialism. It's defined by knowledge, false knowledge and true knowledge. If you have true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your Creator and you obey His will, you are rich because he owned everything anyway. And in the end, and we're in the end, he said he's going to take all of the material things the rich people got and he's going to turn it over to the righteous poor. Notice what I said. I didn't say just poor. I said righteous poor. And there ain't but a few righteous poor people on this earth because most poor people are corrupt just like they are rich people. So they ain't got nothing to say about Donald Trump and 1% rich. Because most poor people are corrupt, too, because I've been out in the street trying to reach poor people for 43 years from Canada all the way back to Miami, Florida. And I can't even hardly mention one that submitted their will to the will of Allah and is sincerely trying to live a good life. And Allah has had me frequently these places. I mean, traveling. You're talking about a traveler. This man right here is a traveler of the earth, seeking souls to be saved from the destruction of the eternal hell. You think this is hell? What you hear people talking about? I ain't gonna be trying to. A lot of people, and they ain't got to say it with their tongue. Their actions show that I don't believe really there's gonna be no hell in the hereafter. All the hell you catch here, I don't believe there's no hell. Nothing no worse than this. Don't you let yourself deceive you like that. Because Almighty God, Allah said, when he resurrects you from your dead grave and your eyes pop open, in his pop open, you're going to be in complete darkness. But Allah said, if you are those who go into hell, you will see the fire of hell. You won't see him. And his light up, his world lit up with light, none but light. He said, well, only thing the people that disbelieve in him go see when he resurrect them is the fire of hell. And he said they're going to experience a terror in their hearts that they never experienced in this little material world where people are doing unthinkable things. Because, see, even here, all the evil that you can do, it's going to end one day. But on the day of resurrection and judgment, after you're judged, if you're condemned to hell, that you're going to, you ain't going to die and you ain't going to live. You're going to be tormented forever. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabab. On the reality of the Creator, today's discussion, Black history is the beginning of world history. And as he was talking about, we will get everything back in the end that has been taken from us. But Allah was blessed to get it all back. I was thinking about, again, reading or looking on Facebook, and there was this African lady. And she, they had her on some program, which is, had this white commentator she was talking to. And she obviously was asked a question, you know, about us as a people and you're doing for self, getting for ourselves. And she let her know. She said, we ask black, our black people, we don't want you to give us anything. We are tired of giving you asking. We want to get for ourselves. And she says, and we are going to get back. So, because when you give, you won't get the best. You give us that you don't want yourself and that what you want us to have. So but yet you've taken it from us, and we're not going to just get it. We're going to get it all back. And so I thought about that. But she was implying that we're going to work and work together in unity to get it back, not to just go up and expect it to come to them or taken from them anyway, but she's letting them know that we're waking up now. And this was an African woman, but she's speaking for all black people, not just for Africans or Africans here in America. So I said, well, all right, Bob, this is the time we're in and coming together. And we are working and going to work. And I understand there are a lot of projects going on now over the world. We don't hear too much talk about it. Where the African Americans are coming together and working to build communities now in many areas. But we want to see, but this is the reality of the time. We see, as we see, evil issuing out and goodness issuing in. As the man, Wadi Muhammad said before he passed, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He said, good is issuing in. And as we see more and more now, we can see the reality of that. Even though the world seems to be worse than ever, there's a lot of good going on to rebuild this world, too. And when we really break, we know that Allah is on the scene, so God is on the scene himself. God has always been on the scene, we know that. But we can see him working more and more with the people, and more people waking up and trying to do for self. And that's what's going to make the change. Imam Shabbat, I think we have about another 15 or 20 minutes now. And I talked that long. I was a little hoarse today. And I too was looking forward to having someone to come on and join us for the loss of this North. Unfortunately, we didn't get that to happen today. As I said, I was so busy trying to invite people to the show, I forgot to leave the phone number for them to call. And so we have to carry the show on ourselves today. But I'm enjoying being blessed to pass on what Allah has given me, but more so I'm enjoying your discussion and what you are giving to the people, the knowledge that you're passing on. So I know you want a break here, but as I'm getting a little hoarse again, and you can take over again and finish this beautiful discussion out for us. I would greatly appreciate it, alhamdulillah. Again, audience, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid about the reality of the Creator. And those of you who are in our listening audience, I know a lot of people don't want to talk, but they are there listening. But we would love if you would just join the show and say a word or two, push the number one button on your phone, and join us. Show up in our studio, so that we can have you to join the discussion too. And now Imam Shahid Shabbat. I'm getting more horses, so out.
All right, well, inshallah, as soon as you stop, I'll take over.
All right, brother, you have it.
I'm going to take it, inshallah. I'm going to take it on then. First of all, I want to say that secrecy, I want to speak on secrecy. because you got a lot of so-called secrecy going on in the world. Even the Secret Service, listen to what they're saying. They hiding things. What are they hiding? Allah said in the Quran, secrecy, it implies that somebody doing something wrong. When I used to steal, when I used to do wrong with all the other wrong people that were doing too, we used to like the night to do that wrong so nobody couldn't see us. You wouldn't want to break in nobody's house when they in there. You want to break in their house when they ain't there. So the whole point is Allah say secrecy implies evil. Unless you're doing good, he don't permit secrecy. There was a song we had when I was growing up, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." If you got the goodness of Allah in you, you want people to recognize not you, but when they recognize you, if your will is God's will, Allah's will, they don't see you, they recognize God. I shared with one of my customers not too long ago and friends in New Jersey. Her little baby called, asked me, was I God? I've had a lot of children asking me, am I God, am I Jesus, am I an angel over the last 10 years? Why do you think they're doing that? Them little children, because nature hadn't been corrupted, they was nothing but angels of Allah. That was Almighty God Allah letting me know that your nature is coming, your nature is back to where it's supposed to be. Your nature is that of innocence. You don't desire evil, you don't see evil, and you don't want to speak no evil. All you want is my goodness, and to do my goodness, and to share my goodness, and spread my goodness, so that others will know my goodness, and maybe they perchance will want to come back to my goodness. I want to say this in my conclusion. For African Americans, because that's what the top title is about, we have had people come to us, so many people, like Frederick Douglass, W.E. Du Bois, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Elijah Muhammad, Clara Muhammad, Joaquin Muhammad, A.K. Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik Shabazz, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Coretta Scott King, President Obama. We've had many great leaders, African Americans, to come to us to wake us up. And each one of them gave us more to go on so we could free our minds from the shackles of slave mentality, slave thinking. And what have we done mostly? We done turn our backs on the struggle. I'm starting with you, African-American Muslim. Then turn your backs on the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality for the African-American black man and woman in this country. And now they talk Satan, since we done stopped the fight. Satan done took over, and he got an easy job in destroying our race. Now he's done destroyed most of the adults. He's at our children. Because he know the children is the future. Tell you this, black African-Americans, if you don't try to save the children from the evil of the Satan, who's out to destroy the human soul, all human souls, then you're guaranteed you're going to hell. You're guaranteed you're going to hell. All your children, they're not yours. They're trust to you. And they're entrusted to you so you can, like my mother used to tell me, I was giving her such time, a hard time. She said, boy, I don't know why God gave you to me. She used to say, boy, God gave you to me, and I'm giving you back to him. I can't handle it. So, hey, we come from God, Allah, everything, and everything is going back to Allah. To Allah we come from, and to Allah we shall all return, all things in the heavens and on earth. So let's keep the fight up. Let's keep the fight. You can't live unless you fight. We had to fight to come into life. There was countless germs, seeds of life, germs, trying to get there, up there to that woman where she birthed life at. Huh? But only one made it, that's you. I'm talking to everybody that can hear me and everybody that can't hear me. So you were chosen by Almighty God. He didn't even have to create you. And he says most people show so little gratitude. And he says for the Muslims and then all people, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? all the good and all the favors that our Creator has done for us, which of them will you deny? Most people deny them all and walk around here talking about they God, this my car, this my this. They take from others, and then when it's time for them to give others back, they give less than due. That's fraud. Almighty Allah say he hates a fraud. He say he hates a false person who perpetrates good in the skies. They doing nothing but spreading evil. So you hypocrites, be warned. You coffers, you rejecters of faith, be warned. Your days are numbered. I'm a warner and I'm a witness, Shahid of Allah, of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So, you know, that's pretty much all you need to really get today, the Creator's telling me. If the co-host don't have anything else to say, I'll say a beautiful prayer. Let Allah use me to say a beautiful prayer from him, the Creator, Allah, he ain't a male or female, and then I will close out. As-salamu alaykum.
Right. Walaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. I just want to remind the audience that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And today, he has another beautiful discussion on Black history is the beginning of world history. We hope that you will take back an understanding, a better understanding of who you are, of why he chose this title to do, this title to discuss our history in this way, because it's not just our history, okay? It's everyone's history. And
a co-host, can I say something right quick?
Yes,
I want to say,
sir,
too, that even distilling with Black history, you know, Black history began with a man called Adam. He was a Black man created over in Africa. And a woman called Eve. They were the two first, they was the first two human beings that the Creator created. They was created, he said, out of black mud. So they were jet black. They were black. And all human beings come from them. They're the mother and father of civilization. That's why they call Africa the mother of civilization, because it gave birth. Allah created the first human being, Adam and Eve, and they gave birth to all mankind starting in Africa. And then they traveled around the world and migrated to places like Europe in the West, where they were further away from the sun. Their skin color began to change because of the climate, but they were still the same black people that came from Africa. I just wanted to give you that little note on history, because it's very important.
Thank you. That reminds me, too, as you were speaking about that, there has been an issue, discussion been going on now for about the last couple of weeks, I think. There has been a bust of a so-called King Nefertiti. And they said this is the original Queen Nefertiti. This is the original queen. This is how she looked and all. Of course, it was sculpted by a Caucasian. And they were insisting trying to sell it. She came out looking light, with pink cheeks, just slightly more tan, and all this red lipstick. And so they are brothers, the African Americans. You know, they have been on their case. They have been eating them up. All this rick about them. Say, who is this? What is this? This is not our queen. So they put the original queen on, showed the original queen the picture they had, how she looked. Of course, it's just the opposite, black, thick lips. And so they were very upset and said, this is what they're doing to us. They expect to be stupid and dumb and buy this stuff. So we have a lot going on, a lot of issues going on today in identifying ourselves, you know. But it's good for us, because we need to know who it is that we're dealing with.
That's right. Can I say one more thing if I got a minute, a second, a couple of seconds?
Yes, sir.
I want to say to the whole audience that the Statue of Liberty in New York City Harbor, that Statue of Liberty looks like it's a white woman. Her name was Justine or something like that. But anyway, that Statue of Liberty was originally a black woman. And they changed the features, and that statue was given to America by some people over in Europe. It was given to America to represent liberty, freedom, justice, and equality for black people, too, and not just freedom and justice for white people. They changed the features of the Statue of Liberty from big lips, a black woman, and even made the Statue of Liberty white. I just want you to know that in your black history today, too. And Washington, D.C., and this whole country were built by black men and women and still being ran by black men and women incarcerated because the prison population is about 65% black and the rest people of color. And they make everything that this country run on. Huh? License plate, everything. So black history is not just something. Don't accept no Black History Month. It ain't no month. Black history is the beginning of history, and guess what? It's the end of history, because the Almighty God going to put the black man that's righteous and the black woman that's righteous back on the throne of rulership, caliphship, rulership of the earth, and that might not be in our time, but the Almighty Allah said he's going to do it. So you can already chalk it up. It's done. Anything he say he going to do, it's already done, as a matter of fact. It's just a matter of when he bring it about. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As you can see, he's really teaching. Every time he says we're going to cut it short, Allah blesses us to bring a little more information to us to give to you. Yes. So we want you to understand that it is not any particular person's history, because from out of black came history, came all history, history of all people, from the darkness, from blackness, even from the earth. And we have to go back into darkness as we came from darkness.
That's right. Thank you.
We can't escape it. And as the man Shahid Shabazz says, even when the Caucasians, once they pass on, their bodies turn black immediately. To show for the foundation of their So we have to respect the fact that whether they like or not, when we speak of black history, we're talking about their history too. Because it hadn't been from what the black person basically has done for his empires and all that they learned and stole everything from, tried to copy from, but they still and then had our slaves to build the replica of the other nation, black nations. Over here in America, that everything came from black, as you can see. They wouldn't have what they have. They wouldn't be talking about what they have. Most of this land, our people, once they were set free, they started building little communities for us all over the place, which they burned down. Or if they didn't burn them down, they stole them, put the people in jail, put them in institutions, called them crazy, anything, and took whatever houses, whatever properties they wanted from them. So as you can see, there is no such history as black history being in black history is history, period. Yes, it's
that's
the building,
correct.
Of, the building
if,
of civilization. The building of
that's
civilization.
Right. And I just want to say this. Good old. I think we may be about off, but I want to say one more thing that's very informative for black people all over the world. Do we have time?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay. Over in Rome, you got a place called the Vatican City. That's where the popes are, of Rome. They got 7 miles of nothing but African artifacts and history showing that Moses, all the prophets and all the messengers, Jesus, and Nefertiti, you were talking about, was the queen, and they practically worship black people over there in our Europe. They got 7 miles of nothing but the beginning of history to the end of history, and all the righteous messengers and prophets they got, they show you their true identity, and all of them is black. That's in the Vatican City in Rome. They got 7 miles of nothing but black history, but they won't teach that to African-Americans. No, they won't teach that to the average black person in the world. Why? Because then you'll know that you are the rulers, you are the spiritual leaders and rulers of the planet that God put you in charge. You are the father and you are the mother of all people of color. His name was Curtis Mayfield. He say, "Sister, you light skinned sister, if you only knew, you're just the part of our dog, the dog deep well." What he was saying is that, don't think you're better than me because you light skinned, because you all light skinned people come from dark skinned people. Oh, Adam and Eve was black, jet black. So if you light, why do light skinned people, especially Caucasian and Jews, why do they want suntans? Why do they want to look black? Now, that should tell black people they have something now, but they don't think, most of them. They want to look like us. They want to look like us. And we've always heard the term, what, black is beautiful? You know why black is beautiful? Not because of no skin color, because Almighty God, Allah, Prophet Muhammad said, is beauty. And all beauty comes from God. And God, you can't see God. He's hidden. But yet he's manifest at the same time in his work. But he's hidden. He's in the dark. You can't see him. But he's beautiful. And everything you see and you look at and you say beautiful, it's just a reflection of his beauty. If you think you're beautiful, you ain't beautiful. If you say you're beautiful, you're ugly. But if you say you are just a humble servant of the beautiful creator, then he'll make you beautiful like him in his own likeness, not image. He ain't got no image. You can be like him, but you can't be him. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you, Ma'am. Shahid Shabazz and reality of the creator. We can go on and on about black history, as you can see, indicating actual facts today that are proving that black history is simply world history. We want to thank him for this subject, this timely subject. It is a unique subject, but tell us the truth and tell us it all. We want to ask you again to join us again next week at the same time. Our radio listening audience, for the broadcast of the man Shahid Shabazz, reality of the creator. And for the day, we will have to end for the day and say thank you for joining us. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Assalamu alaikum to all the audience. Peace be unto you all.
Shahid, you may give us a prayer to end the
Indeed. All praise is due to Allah, the one God, the God of all people. He have no beginning and no end. He wasn't begotten by anybody. He don't have a mother or father, a human family. He, in the beginning, was just him. And he created everything, and everything is his creation. It's not a creator. There's only one creator, and that's Allah. I want to say that and say everybody got the same God, whether you acknowledge it or not. Because that God, Allah, say one day everybody going to bear witness, evil and good people, that there's no God but one Allah, one God. And they're going to bow down in sajda and pray to him and say, Allahu Akbar, like we say in our prayer to Muslim, God is greater. As-salamu alaykum. That's the prayer.
Alaykum as-salam. Have a wonderful day, everyone. As they say in the Christian language, stay blessed. And may Allah continue to be with you and guide you.
Thank you again, listening audience.
Thank you, brother, for the beautiful, beautiful discussion today.